one more question here. When you tell time, when you're a boy, you had 15 minutes before the hour. Mm-hmm. Say that would be a quarter.
That's right. They say a quarter to nothing. Yeah, sometimes, yeah. Say 15 minutes or 20 minutes, you know, a quarter to 12 didn't work, or a quarter to 1 don't work.
No, the
exact amount of minutes.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's a change, isn't it?
And that's a big change here.
Uh-huh.
We're about to mean the same thing, didn't it?
When you have a lot of rain, I wanted to ask you this also about the weather. Would you describe different kinds of rain that you might have, sort of just a light, something to settle the dust? What would you call that?
That's a light drizzle.
Just a drizzle.
I was out once in a hailstorm, high wind, and I saw a water spout. Called either one, a water spout or a hailstorm, or both at once. Well, the horse I was riding, he just turned right around. He couldn't face it. He turned his hips to the weather. And looked from the cloud. I looked that way. See, water come out, look like in barrels. This is the big sluices I never saw before.
True.
I had to take my hand and fan over my mouth to get a little air to breathe. It's such a hot, sultry time, and so air was all cut off, and the water got through pouring out.
Mm-hmm.
I guess 5 minutes or 3 minutes, might have been over 3 or 4 minutes, but anyway, I had to fan like that to get air. Mm-hmm. And look around, and the hail was all on my feet that deep. It was like popcorn popping up.
Mm-hmm.
Horse down there, horse quivering, looking back, and didn't know where to come from. Looked like he was ready to go into pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Finally quit, and the water went all downhill, and flowed some of that ice in drifts. There was the corn stalking all down in a ditch, and there was water there for three or four days, drifted up in a big pond in the ditch.
Mm.
So this, how big a hailstorm it was.
What would you call a real heavy rain?
It's a, we call a water spout, we call them.
Water spout?
It's a big tube, too much to be
back.
A flood of rain or water.
A downpour?
Yes, a downpour.
Or a flood.
What was called a short water spout. What was around Chesterfield over, Johnny told about? A few minutes flood, a light flood, or around Chesterfield. I believe that was a
flash flood.
Flash. Some of the
Did they ever say gully washer?
Yeah.
He does too. He just washed them gullies away. Like a gully washer.
Oh, yeah,
what
they
say. You ever hear a goose
drowner? Oh. That was drown the goose. That's how they said that. Not a goose drowner, but that was drown the goose out there.
You got some wonderful expressions like that.
Yeah.
But do you have anything else you'd like to add? Either of you.
Back to the early days when I was a little bitty boy, Daddy, my older brothers were pulling fodder one day. And they pulled a bunch of fodder, had to bring it out after the dew began to fall. They couldn't tie fodder in the middle of the day. Wait till the sundown a little after and begin to tie the fodder. Well, they did so and banged across the ditch to the house, had to cross a little branch. Each one had a load of fodder on their back and got across it. And the branch was so wide he couldn't step and jump across it. They had a flat chunk in the middle of the branch, step on it, turn it on across the branch with the fodder. Got the last load out, but one more, Daddy went back to get it. And while he was going to get that fodder, my brothers rolled that chunk out of the road, out of the ditch, cut the chunk out of that ditch or branch, and put a punk in there. Here come Daddy with his fodder in a big hurry and stepped on that punk, it rolled in, and it fell off in the ditch, in the branch, up to halfway to his knee, losing the fodder. Well, the boys all left, but me and
really?